This was unintentionally significant. Today I'm going to be talking about web workers. So web workers is an API that was defined for HTML5 almost 5 years ago, but I had never really heard people talking about it, and I thought it would be an interesting thing to do a talk on. And the reason why that's kind of funny to me is that the whole purpose of web workers is to take intensive intensive calculations and basically go from what is a single threaded environment, which is most of JavaScript, and allow you to run it in a separate thread, essentially. So if you've ever seen these lovely pop-ups before, unresponsive script, they're a pain in the butt. Also, I'm irrationally terrified of being up here in front of you lovely people. So, yeah. Ah, deep breath. All right, so if you're trying to run something that's intensive and on the client side, you might want to put it in a separate thread using web workers. I can show a quick demo, but first, here's more or less how it works. So on your main thread, you've got some code. Maybe it's an animation. Maybe it's something where you want to do some image calculations or a lot of data crunching. And in order to create a separate thread, you just call new worker. And that will reference an external script. It will asynchronously download that script in the background in the browser. And then once it's done downloading, it'll start running it in the background. So the web worker and the main thread can communicate to each other using events. And these events are of a type called message. So the data in the message event, initially it only supported strings, but then they started supporting JSON data. So that's the main way that they communicate back and forth. What you don't have is any access to the DOM, the window object. You can't do document git element because you're not allowed. I don't know why. But you can access the navigator object, so you can look at the user agent. You can have read-only access to the location, which is pretty cool. So your normal timers, so set interval and set timeout. And you can also send and receive HTML, HTTP requests. And here are some useful resources that are out of order. This would be a very simple Hello World style explanation or setup for something that you could do. It's a very simple proof of concept. So like I said earlier, this command kicks off the work. You're referencing an external file called doWork, which is down here. So you use event listeners to look for the events going back and forth. So here I'm adding one to the worker from the main thread. It's looking for an event of type message. And when it receives it, it just logs out the message that comes from it. And then post message, it really kicks things off by sending a simple string, hello world. But as soon as this is called, this guy starts running in the background. So we have an event listener on self. Listens for a message type, and then just grabs the data and posts the message. So post message is the function that facilitates pushing things back and forth. It's about all I had.